Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Welcome to the Saint Germain Radio Show with Brigitte Boyer, Mike Snyder, and Mark Rawson on the Spiritual Connections Radio Network.
It's Mark Ross, and I'd like to welcome you to another night on Spiritual Connections Radio. As you know, once a month we have the Saint Germain Radio Show with four amazing people, including myself. And this evening for the lineup on this amazing election day on Tuesday, November 8th, we have Brigitte, who's going to be channeling this evening. You can find out more about her events and her teachings and all the great stuff that she does. Both in person at different events around the country and over the phone and remotely by going to her website, which is lightbridge101.com. Mike Snyder, who did the introduction music and who will be channeling music for us this evening, and we'll ask him if he can tell us a little bit more about what channel music is when he comes on. He's got to actually switch cables around and all that good stuff in a little bit. He'll actually be channeling music, which is very healing, and that music will be played during different times of the show, and you can check out his music and his different recordings that he does for a lot of different events that him and Brigitte do around the country by going to his website at MikeSnyderCC.com. And, of course, I'm Mark Rawson, and we also have Christy Bluefeather on this evening. We'll be doing the Deeksha blessing. Say hello, Christy.
Hello, hello.
And we'll bring the rest of the crew on in a minute. Of course, you can find out more about the work that me and Christy do at divinepractice.com. That's divinepractice.com. To find out more about these links, if you missed any of them, you can go to the radio website, which is spiritualconnectionsradio.com. We are going to be taking callers, but not for another hour or so. You can call into the call queue and listen to the show. We do see you holding, and we're really excited you called in for the show this evening. We will be collecting your names in a little bit, but we have all kinds of great things to share with you first before we get to that. If you'd like to call in, you can see the call-in number on your radio show console. And that number is 646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663. And with that, Brigitte, the floor is yours.
Well, thank you very much, Mark. And it is always such an honor and pleasure to be here with all of you once a month. And on such a special night as of the election day, of course, everybody is really psyched or concerned or worried about what is going to happen with this country moving forward. But I think if we truly allow ourselves to align with the hierarchy of life, we know that there is no wrong choice. Whatever is going to happen will have divine purpose, will teach us more about ourselves, will maybe first bring us more apart, but then only to bring us more together, because it's showing us where we still might not be in a place of love or peace, or where we are still in fear. So these are truly momentous times. Saint Germain always talks about it. He always talks about how choice brings about transformation. And obviously, a day of election is a day of choice. So it's very much about transformation today. So it's kind of funny that the Saint Germain radio show does fall on today. I saw someone sent in newsletter out today, and I thought he described the energies really nicely. It's Matt Monarch. He does raw foods, and he has his own newsletter. And he writes, "I feel like the energy around this election is insane. I'm filled with hope, and I hope we all find peace and tranquility after the election outcome. Each outcome represents a very different potential way of life that we will share together. However, it's truly the inside of our individual realities that matters most, of course." And I thought it was so beautiful because, you know, sometimes we get so caught up with the outer. You know, if the outer parameter sounds right, if this isn't right, then, you know, how are we even going to move forward? How is it going to affect our lives? But miracles happen when we truly hold on to that inner connection to our spiritual self. Anything is possible. I was just earlier telling Mike about an episode that I had when I went to Peru at the beginning of this year, and I was in a queue of people, and there was no way that I would have made my flight. So I would have missed my flight to Miami from where I connected to go to Peru. And I just surrendered. I said to the hierarchy of light, okay, if you want me to really go to Peru, you need to make something happen here because I'm not going to get to the gate into the airplane at time. And nothing moved, and the queue was forever, and I still had to go for security. And lo and behold, after like 10 minutes, it started moving. And it started moving like crazy. I'm like, oh my God, what is going on? And so the line started moving really fast with security. And when I got to security, what they actually did was they took, which is obviously not the greatest thing or the safest thing, but they pretty much reduced all the security measures to just about nothing. You didn't have to take your shoes off. You virtually ran through the scanner. You picked everything up on the other side, and you were through in like less than a minute, which usually takes much longer. And so I made it through in 30 minutes, and I was at the gate, and I made the flight. This really describes as everything is possible. You know, we sometimes think that something can only happen when this and this and this is the case. But we are moving to a new consciousness. We are moving to a new vibration, and we need to understand that things are going to manifest in new ways too. You know, we sometimes think we need to make X amount of money to be able to buy this new car that I so desperately need. But you don't know that. You might actually have a relative who's going to call you up and is going to say, listen, I have this car in the garage. I'm never going to use it again. And now you're looking for a car. Hey, are you willing to take it? And just in return, you just have to mow my grass throughout the summer. You know, I'm making up, but it can be a reality. So these are times where we have to rely even more so on our divine I'm presence and not get so upset when something doesn't work the way we wanted it to and think that it's the end of the world or think that now it's going to be another world war or the government is going to rule us and we're not going to have any freedom and so on. I mean, the list goes on, but really go to your own self and create the reality that you choose to experience. Key starts with you, not with anybody else around you. And the idea of you being lost within a society, it doesn't hold true because you're just as much an important aspect of all that is, of God, source, great, all that is, as everyone else is. And there's no way that the creator who you're part of is just going to forget about you or discard you or disrespect you. So take the time and ask yourself in these times right now where all these changes are happening is how are you taking care of your own self? How are you promoting peace in your own life? How are you making sure that you're not getting caught in the emotional drama that is played out around you, but find yourself back to your own self and the direction you have to walk in. And it's not easy. I mean, we are, after all, part of a collective. And so I'm sure you all felt in the last 6 months or a year, the intensity of this rave going back and forth of these energies and these emotions and the anger and the labeling, the blaming, and what is really going on is of ourselves that are labeling our own human insecurities, our own human self. They are parts of our inner relationship that's out of balance, but seeks balance by bringing up to the surface what's not working for our own self. And we need to stop being victims and take charge and say we can be co-creators. We are here to bring forth a new age, a new consciousness. And we are not separate from nature. We are not separate from Earth, as we sometimes believe we are. Whatever we do to Earth, we are also doing to ourselves. So when we dig deep for whatever reason to find resources, slow down. Dig deep first in your own self and ask yourself, is this hurting you? Are you kind to yourself? Are you gentle to yourself? Or are you aggressively trying to transform yourself instead of allowing patience and gentleness and mindfulness for the process that it takes to move from one consciousness level to the next? And I've been seeing a lot of fear lately. I mean, I live in a neighborhood where you see them just driving into your driveway. They will be running across your driveway. But even to the extent that today someone sent me a text with pictures of a couple of deer, and that's D-E-E-R, you know, I know my German accent will dilute it. But, and that animal is very much about gentleness, not being afraid to go into the adventure, but also to be gentle and kind in the process and to sometimes take your time. And we are entering now in the Northern Hemisphere, at least, the winter months. And the winter months are very much about going into the darkness. And some of us who especially love the heat and the sun, for us this time is really difficult because we feel that we are suddenly restricted. Because it is a form of restriction. We can't wear the same kind of clothes in the summer. We have to bundle up, and we can't necessarily always go the places we want to go to because it gets darker so much sooner. So you have to be sometimes in the house because it's snowing outside or whatnot. So it does feel restricting. And yet, this is an incredible time to shift your consciousness and to go deeper within your own self and to go into the silence. And for those of you who study Kabbalah, you know that the silence is connected with that archetypal energy of being of the divine feminine. So it is that in this time of silence, we pay attention to the seeds that we've set and let it grow and become something that then in the spring can break through the surface and can be seen. So these are very, very special times. And one of my most favorite dates that is coming up is 11/11. Oh, my God. It's like among friends, we always remind each other of 11/11 and look at 11/11. It's 11/11 again. And for all those galactic space cadets, it certainly means so much. But it really has one message. 11 stands for standing face to face towards your own self. That's why it's also a master number. One standing in front of one. So when 11 appears, or 11/11, you're asked to look at yourself, of your awareness, your consciousness, your mind, and to see if you still are in a place of love or if your mind has been running away. And the only way you can do this is through the power of bringing yourself into a place of stillness, of silence, pulling yourself back from the busyness outside of yourself. And in a country, as the United States of America, where being busy, being in action is like a must. This really asks for huge transformation, because these are times right now when we give birth to something new, where it can't always be about action. It needs to be about looking at the relationships that you're in and asking yourself what they reflect back to you about the relationship that you have with your own self. How are you treating yourself and therefore treating those around you? How are those around you treating you? Because that is what you accept as treatment that you give towards yourself. These are very powerful questions right now that you can ask yourself and therefore bring about transformation to your own life by taking your power back, by making new choices towards your own self, and then accordingly affecting also the relationships that you're in with others. And 11-11 opens a portal, and we have it on Friday. It opens a portal where the galactic frequencies are asking you to shift your consciousness even further, to open up even further to the cosmic heart of the Christ, and allowing yourself to be filled up with a greater love that will allow you to cross borders and restrictions and break down walls that up to this point you've used to keep the illusion alive that you need protection. But that same protection has also kept you from allowing a greater love to come in. And now is the time, more than ever, with this election, all this anger and all this commotion that's going on, to become the Holy Grail of the Christ love, to break down the walls within yourself and to let that love flow towards your own self first and then out into the world. And so have courage, have strength, have the willingness to be vulnerable right now and be prepared, because Earth Gaia has said, I am ready to shift to another consciousness level. And no matter how much you think you're an individuated self, you are part of Earth. You are part of Gaia. So the momentum is going to move you into the free fall of trust and faith and allowing yourself to let go of anything that has held you in position, because it's time to move to another consciousness level. And that's what 2016 has been all about. Letting go of control, allowing yourself to be moved by life exactly where you need to be without being so afraid that the past is going to repeat itself. Because you're being moved by your heart, because your heart is a bridge to your soul, and your soul is a bridge to your spiritual self. You're being moved by your divine I'm presence to be exactly at the right time and at the right place. And if that means that you suddenly are going through the loss of a relationship or loss of a business situation where you no longer have a job or whatever, do not get upset. See it as an opportunity, because spirit right now is talking to you and is demanding change for you. Change that is necessary for you to move from one consciousness level to the next. So synchronicity is evident everywhere. There is no accident. And no matter what this election, what the outcome of this election is, there is no accident. There is only divine purpose. And to fight divine purpose is to fight your own self. And that never ends well. So flow cosmic waves of transformation. Stay in the vibration of love and light. And maintain peace for yourself and therefore also for the world around you. And with that, I hope I've given Mike enough time to switch around, because I think you, Mark, said that he was going to talk about his music too. Didn't you mention that, Mark?
Yes, I did. Hey, Mike, where are you?
I'm here.
All right. So what is channel music?
Well, basically what happens with me is I feel the different vibrations and energies, and I respond to them with the music that I play. And most of the time when I'm doing the music, it's during meditations with Brigida. And a lot of times, as what I'm about to do now in a couple minutes, is I'll play an opening piece before we start the meditation. And what I'm really doing is just starting to raise the vibrations. And in doing so, the vibrations with the music also helps to clear our minds and get us into that higher consciousness communication a little bit easier. So how that all happens with me is kind of hard to explain, but it just lets spirit work through me.
Awesome. Do you see the different masters and angels at different times when you play the music too?
I do. Sometimes I can identify them, but sometimes I'm so deep into it. You know, there may be a bunch of them around me. I'm not even thinking of a name or who or what it is. But I definitely do feel like these waves of energy that come through me, like a sense of euphoria, sometimes even like a little bit of an electric zap, but in a good way.
Well, thank you. So what about you, Mark? You're going strong too. You're going to do the Diksha. Why don't we talk about the Diksha last? Christy, you share. Yes. What's happening at your end?
Lots of beautiful openings and a subtle awareness and a shift. There's a shift in consciousness where things may have triggered me in the past, and perhaps I might have, but now I'm not spinning out. So it's this beautiful place of still feeling the emotions, still maybe being uncertain or unsure, but a calm and gentleness has taken place within me that's extremely beautiful. Mm-hmm. And a lot more self-love has come in. So those are the things that have been happening with me this month.
What do you think the reason for that is, Christy?
I think that for me, it's a focus on making relationship with my inner child and allowing space for me to love myself and understand that it's in the depth of self-love that transformation, global transformation happens. Yeah. And that as I make a more dedicated practice of just loving and accepting myself totally and completely, then I let down my barriers all around me so that I can love and accept all that's happening around me without judgment.
Beautiful.
And it's been very lovely. And I've been continuing with the YouTube mindfulness meditations on my channel, on Christy Bluefeather. And I just did one. I had one of my students ask specifically about how to release trauma. So I worked with Mark this weekend and we just put one up on releasing trauma. And I feel like that's very much in the consciousness now. It's like we have all this trauma and perhaps we feel stuck or trapped. And we just really, really want to learn, okay, how do I let this go? How do I let this transmute or transform? And I think it's with love, you know?
Yeah. Love is only the true power or tool of healing there really is. But, you know, what would you say to someone who has a hard time to open up to that love? What can they do as first step to help them to then move to the space of love?
Yeah, that's a really, really good question, because a lot of times even the word love is loaded and becomes a trigger, you know. Maybe somebody's told us that, you know, I love you, and then done some very hurtful things to us. So the concept of love becomes very twisted. Yeah. So for me, just something very, very soft that I started doing years ago was I would look at myself in the mirror and stare at myself with my eyes and just smile. And then whatever thoughts would come up, I would just allow them to be there, and I would just smile. And eventually I'd come to a place to where I would just say, I love my smile. And then I would come to a place and say, I love my cheeks, you know. And it was very, very soft and gradual. Eventually, too, I morphed into self-talk where I would say things like, I'm amazing. I am beautiful. And I would even kiss myself on my hands and say, I love my body. And at first it seemed really silly, but the more I did it, the more I reprogrammed the whole idea of self-love into the very core of my DNA and cells, and allowed myself to activate that self-love that was always there to begin with, but had been actually covered up and locked away because of trauma. So that's kind of how it worked for me. Yeah,
did you also
you.
Receive help from the outer? Because I find sometimes to get jump started, you really just need that other person, that neutral person that just doesn't judge you, that just runs the energy so that you can start moving out of that fog into more of a state that allows you to even do these things. Did you experience that too?
I did. And one of the, I was on very much a quest for the last 5-7 years. And I went from basically from teacher to teacher. I met Thich Nhat Hanh, and I worked with Thomas Hubel. And then I spent time with Matt Kahn. And these teachers were able to give me bits and pieces of a remembering of truth. And it was through that help that I was able to lift the layers away. And I'm very honored, you know, to be with those teachers. And I think working specifically with Mark, we mirror each other so much. And it's been quite a journey this last year and a half, the two of us, and we've had a lot of growth, which I don't think would have been possible had we not been together. So all of that kind of combines. Yeah, for sure.
Beautiful. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it really holds true to be reminded you don't have to walk this path alone. You know, we just need someone every so often that just takes us by the hand and just takes us to the next threshold. And you just described that yourself. And that's so beautiful. And sometimes we think, oh, we have to do it alone and we have to push through it, you know. Especially if you have German heritage, you know, no pain, no gain, you know, that kind of thing.
Yes.
But it's really not necessary. And you talk about that gentleness towards yourself. So be gentle in the process. Thank you, Christy. That's so amazing. Especially in these times right now. You know, there will be, after the election, there will be many who will feel very hurt and confused and hopeless. And so be gentle with yourself. You know, be kind with yourself and remember it starts with you. You know, you are the creator of your reality. And just start slowly, you know. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Mark, now it's your turn. Can you tell us about the amazing Diksha you guys are going to give and a little bit about your own work, too?
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like an Asian fusion dish. me and Christy had a chance to study under a movement at the time called the Oneness Movement out of India. And we both learned from U.S. teachers. I had learned from a dear friend of mine, Mike, out of Tampa, and of course did a lot of studies and had a chance to spend some time with a dear friend of mine, Skip. And I got into the Texas area, we ran into a very lovely soul called Susan, who you know, had been doing a lot of the Diksha and then actually the Diksha classes. And that's how, you know, Christy, of course, got a chance to come into doing the Diksha. The Diksha in itself has a long history and story to it. But in short, basically, it's sending a blessing or praying, I guess, would be another way of looking at it. For individuals, for them to have some type of blessing in their life, let it be, you know, joy, happiness, health, cash abundance, you know, whatever it is that the person needs. And the great thing about it, and a lot of what me and Christy will be doing this evening during the music. We'll be sending that Diksha blessing out to anybody who is listening to the show or the recordings, or I kind of even set a larger intention that I'll do something like I'll target anybody who's listening to any social media, any television show, any radio show on the planet, and just kind of globally send it out. But what it basically does, and what the beautiful thing about it is that it basically gives every person whatever it is that they need in that moment. We don't set any intentions that an individual is going to receive something specific that we designate. We are just kind of the facilitators of holding the space and witnessing the energy and setting the intention of sending the love out to everybody that's listening. And for every single person, and we have so many different testimonials that we've seen over the last couple of years on how doing Diksha exactly the same way can show up, you know, 150 different ways, depending on whatever it is that the individual needs. So it's a great honor. We do this for free for us to be able to send this love and energy out. And me and Christy really enjoy being the facilitators and allowing that.
Awesome. You know, and I also have to say, besides the Diksha, the fact that, you know, all of us come together, every person, even if maybe I'm the one channeling, you can clearly feel that everyone in this radio show is a channel and instrument of the hierarchy of light and sets the space and holds the energy and holds the space of love. And that's also really the case for all of you who are listening, either live or who are listening to the recording. At that moment, you really become part of like a grid work or a matrix or network where you spread the light, you spread the waves out even further. So I want you to be very conscious of that, especially on a night like tonight, or even when you listen to it later. I'm sure that the waves of transformation can be felt for weeks, months to come from this day. And so be aware. I mean, you are the ones that are making this even possible, you know, and so we are all interconnected and we all create this beautiful gridwork of light and love. All right, well, I think we are ready to start. Mark, Mike, and Christy, you are go, and afterwards I will bring through whoever needs to come through.
Everybody fasten your seatbelts. Make sure you are not driving any motor vehicles. Thank you.
Thank you, all three of you. I am Saint Germain, and it is with so much love that I'm here with all of you. This time of great change, and I've said it many times before, and I will continue to say it every time that I speak to you, because you must become aware, fully owning, that you chose to be incarnated in truly momentous times. Is it always easy for you? Of course not. Can it be easy for you? Indeed. Part of the difficulties that you're experiencing is because you still need to control so many aspects of your life. You still don't fully trust and have faith in your divine I Am presence, in your spiritual self, to guide you safely into the new life that you are moving toward. And of course, memories of the past can come up where you can easily say that because of these memories, because of these experiences, you have difficulties trusting and having faith again. And yet, who you are today is very different from who you were then when these things happened to you. So take a moment now. Take a deep breath and get settled within yourself. It's in the place where you might be sitting right now. Just give yourself a moment and acknowledge how far you've come. Now, days such as an election day, choice is significant. And of course, a choice will not only affect your life, but it will affect the lives of a country as well as the lives in the whole world. Not so much if you're a small country somewhere in a place that doesn't get as much attention or doesn't have as much influence as the United States of America, but have no doubt that the choices that are made here today, the whole world, and I'm sure you're aware of that. But let's take it even a step further. Not only will the choices that are being made here today in the United States of America affect the whole world, they're even going to affect this galaxy, this universe, and many other places that you're not even aware of. Because everything is connected. Everything works together. So the law of frequency, everything is aligned. And so never doubt that you are separate. Never doubt that any words you speak make a difference or affect those around you. And especially for those of you who are purifying your connection to your soul, who have worked on releasing a lot of trauma, a lot of parts of you that no longer served you and that hindered your connection to spirit. For those of you, be even more aware how much your words and your actions affect everything around you. It is that you've gained in power, and with such power comes responsibility. So no matter how today ends, we, the hierarchy of light, ask you to act responsibly. It is so easy to let your fear and your emotions get out of hand or out of balance. But these are the times where it is most important to support, to maintain a place of peace, a place of love, and a place of hopefulness. There is no reason to be hopeless, no matter how tonight ends, because everything is part of a bigger divine plan. everything, you included, plays a role in this divine plan. You might not understand it. You might not see how it can be a positive result, but that doesn't mean that it doesn't have purpose. Sometimes, to bring about transformation, you have to look at life in a new way, triggered by those around you that are maybe bringing discomfort to you. But in this discomfort, you begin to ask yourself some very important questions that otherwise you might not have done. It is through the experience of discomfort that a new level of comfort can be found. Because if you would always maintain stability, you would never change. You would never want to change. You would never grow. You would never expand to a higher consciousness. And so instability is as much part of the evolutionary process as stability. And for those of you who study the metaphysics, you know that the impulses that come from the divine sometimes at the beginning will create chaos, will create tumultuous situation, bringing everything underneath the surface up to be looked, to be reviewed, to be revisited, and for you to have an opportunity to see where you might not have been honest with yourself, where you might not have been willing to look beyond your belief system and illusions created by those belief systems, where you were not willing to go deeper out of fear that whatever you would find would hurt you in some form or way. But it is exactly this pain, this hurt, that is now coming to the surface. And you see it when you look around. You see the impatience. You see the anger. You see the disrespectfulness towards others only because there is a pain. There is a sorrow. There is something underneath that wants to come up. And everyone is very afraid of this to hear. It must come up to the collective consciousness and the full awareness for every single one of you to make a different choice. And the choice that counts is a choice made from a place of love, not from fear. But you can't force yourself to move to a place of love. No matter what part of your own life you're talking now about, whether it's relationships, whether it's work situations, no matter what it is, you cannot force yourself to make a choice based on love when the trauma is still so deeply rooted within you that it's affecting you and that it is directing your very choices that you think bring you liberation, in reality bringing you more of the same that you've experienced before. So, as Brigitte said, and as also Christy mentioned, it is about gentleness, giving yourself the care that then in turn builds momentum out of which love can be born. So start with paying attention, and that is a big part, paying attention to your pain. Paying attention to the pain of the collective American consciousness. Paying attention to the pain of the whole world. And often the pain comes from of respect, lack of value, that therefore you do things that are not of the highest good. So look at your own value system. How do you prioritize? How do you value your own human self, your physical self. That is a very, very important question that you need to ask yourself every day. And how do you value those around you as a mirror, as a teacher to you? Because life is your teacher. Everything in it is teaching you about your own self. So how do you react to that teacher? Do you open yourself up to receive some message underneath it? Or do you choose to shut down simply by choosing to be the victim, to be hurt, to be rejected, to use all those terms that have kept you limited in the past? Now is the time to release the idea that anybody out there is doing their best to hurt you. Most people around you really early are dealing with their own issues and are saying things not so much to hurt you, but because they simply don't even know better. There is only a very small percentage of those who intentionally go around hurting people through the power of words. Most of the time, it is a consciousness or underneath a consciousness that something drives them to say things out of learned behavior or out of believing that they are actually doing you a favor with it. So take a step back when you are in life situations that are painful and be willing to go deeper. Be willing to go what's underneath that pain. And there's a root. There's a root cause. There's a root belief system that you're hanging on to. But that's a belief that you're not good enough and therefore you are deserving improvement. But that is a belief system that you're all alone and therefore nobody understands you. There's a belief system that you don't belong, that you're not meant to be here at this time, you don't belong. There's so many key belief systems that are running in the collective right now that need to come up to be healed. And you've chosen to be here at this time. Have no doubt about it. This was not just someone sending you down here. You chose to be here at this time because deep inside of you, you know that by you being willing to look at those belief systems, by look at those pains, you can trigger transformation, not only for your own self, but also to help others to do the same. And so as you now prepare for the 11-11 portal to open up, ask yourself some real important questions about your consciousness and the super consciousness that you're connected with. Your consciousness that you have right now might see only chaos or pain or fear or limitations. But your subconsciousness, your divine self, can see so much more. And so it is for you to take the time and to over and over and over again raise yourself up to alignment with your divine I Am presence. That is the only way that your life is going to take you to a place of happiness and peace and harmony and joy. So, take a deep breath. Feel yourself settle within your heart. Use your in-breath and your out-breath to sink deeper within your heart, your sacred place, your portal, your own unique 11-11 portal, because it is in your heart that you have the opportunity to safely come face-to-face with your own self, to master your own self by embracing the master within. to celebrate the angelic self is in you by seeing it there, not by feeling too, well, let's lovingly say, not good enough or not pure enough, as Brigida always says, but just be willing to be in your heart and to settle there as your most sacred place that opens you up to the heart of this solar system, to the heart of this galaxy, to the cosmic heart of the universal oneness consciousness, to the cosmic heart of all that is. So take a moment once again to put your hand on your heart. Keep the breathing and acknowledge in the in-breath and the out-breath the ebb and flow of life, the rhythm, chaos, peace, flow in and out, dark and light. There is a rhythm. So allow yourself to feel that rhythm. So the in-breath and out-breath, acknowledging that you truly are part of something greater, that you're part of all that is, that you're lovingly held by a matrix of creation that will not simply discard of you only because you think you're not good enough. On the contrary, it is voting for you. It is voting for you to be the commander of chief in your own world, in your own life. And so look at yourself within your heart and seek within the essence of your most inner self the knowing that you are indeed more than you've ever allowed yourself to fear. You truly hold on the palms of your hand the whole world in your hand, and you can bring about beautiful, beautiful manifestations to create thy kingdom, to create heaven on earth. But you must believe, and even take it one step further, you must now live in the knowing that this heart within you is the most precious gift that was given to you in human form. This heart of yours connects you to a powerful, powerful tube of light, for the lack of better description. Envision a tube of light that is connecting your heart, the heart of your soul, the heart of your divine I Am presence. Feel all three aspects overlighting you at this time, but connecting heart to heart to heart with you. Body, soul, and spirit. You are one through your choice, through your intention, through your willingness to not simply become the commander of your life, to become the creator of your life. And so in this alignment now, see a path of light in front of you. It is a beautiful golden path. And this path takes you into that place of liberation that your heart is yearning to be at. It will take you into the relationship that fully fulfills you, where you feel equality. It will take you to the abundance that gives you a sense of comfort. But to get from here to there, there is a journey. There is a path that you must take. And this path will take you through your own inner pain, so that what you've held onto to keep yourself separate from your spiritual self. And so as you now step onto this path, preparing you for the great download to come on 11/11, as you step now on this path, allow yourself to look around, to see your life, to see your present life, whatever it is, whatever might bring you joy, but also discomfort, whether it is the way you grew up, your childhood, that you suddenly see that still you somehow hang on to or defines you, whether it is an ex-wife or an ex-husband or a relationship that has left its imprint on you, whether it is your relationship to your children that is creating fear and pain and concern. Whatever it is, see it. Don't run away from it and feel the intensity. And now at this time, acknowledge that you're not alone. There are angels of light, angels of love, angels of healing that are descending around you and that are with you right now, that are holding your hand, that are holding you up to walk along the path and to look at everything with new eyes. As they touch you, there is a new clarity that you can see that allows you to look deeper, to see at the root of the pain, to see at the root of the chaos, or the root of that what you can't believe is for you to ever. And when you see that root, don't simply take a sword and cut it down, but instead, feel the love and the light that is coming forth from within you, that is your own divine essence. Feel it coming forward, reaching out to that root thought or root belief system and taking it, holding it, being gentle with it, thanking it for all the experiences it has offered, and that it is now time for this core issue, that core belief, to go back to source, to be integrated back into all that is. And so let that light within you surround that thought, that belief system, infuse every part of it until it dissolves and becomes light itself. Use your in-breath and out-breath to help this process of simply infusing your divine light into all those outdated root core belief systems that are keeping you in a place of separation, that are keeping you in pain. And while you do that, if you can play another piece of music, Mike, it would be great.
Thank you.
And as you have now brought all this light into that cause belief, integrated it back into the light, into all that is, step forward on your path and prepare yourself to cross the threshold to a new consciousness. But it is for you to apply that, what you've experienced here, into your daily life, because those core belief systems will try to reinforce themselves back into your life. So make new choices. As I always say, choices are part or the core of transformation. Make new choices so that you can then step to that doorway where you can look upon your own self and you can say, I choose to own the light within and be the light within. So that everything else that is not of that light recedes, and I can become the full expression of my divine self in the world that I live in. And then you step through the portal into the oneness of perfect alignment and the perfect merging between your spiritual self and your human self. It is time for a new relationship. It is time for a new alignment. It is time for a new form of energetic bonding between you and your divine I Am presence. Because have no doubt, the next few months, those of you who are bringers of love and light will be needed more than ever to ensure that the transformation here on Earth continues to be a peaceful one. So step towards that portal, and instead of focusing on that what you've known to be you in the past, focus on that part of you that you know is the I Am that I will be in the days ahead. Choose new experiences, do not be afraid, and know that everything in your life is part of a divine plan. There's no wrong choice, there's no mistake, there's only that what serves you and that what now must be released. So slowly bring yourself, once again, bring your consciousness into your heart. We didn't want you to cross the threshold that you can do on your own or with a group on 11-11 or even after 11-11. You can do that. Simply connect with that 11-11 frequency that is helping you to shift your consciousness level and that is bringing in a new frequency into you. It does so every year. And this year, considering that it is a year of completion, it will perch you even further and prepare you even further to let go of what no longer serves you. And it's never so much in the things you own or the things you have or in relationships. It starts with your belief systems. It starts with that what you accept as being true and what you accept as being wrong. It starts with the way you treat your own self. And so there you will find the greatest changes that then in waves reach out into your outer life as well. Now within your heart, bring yourself back there, anchored now while you did that work, the healing angels anchored within your heart, the brilliant crystal. This is a clear crystal that holds within it the rainbow colors. For each of you, it is in a different form, different sacred geometry, different cut shape. And it holds significance as in these days leading up to the winter solstice, It is for you to bring forth the colors of the rainbow as a message of hope for a new beginning. This is what the American people are going through. This is what the whole world is going through. For a new beginning, for a new life to be experienced, the divine masculine and the divine feminine must come into perfect balance so that a sacred union can take place and a birth of a new self can be created. And so acknowledge in your own life where the feminine and the masculine is still out of balance, and acknowledge also within the world that the feminine and the masculine is still very much out of balance and how it plays out. And then find ways within your own self and your surrounding, change that. Simply through intent, calling on us, using the violet flame of transformation, but to help and support the sacred union between the masculine and the feminine side. It is necessary. It is of great importance. And so when you see the darkness, don't simply shun it, but find a way to balance it with its counterpart and therefore neutralize it. It is about balance. It is about harmony. And any erratic behavior will be counterproductive to the path that you must be on. Let go of control, have trust and faith, and know that I am with you always as a master of transformation. Now settle yourself within your body, feel yourself fully come back, but I invite you to meditate on that crystal that is within you, on that very unique frequency that it holds, as it is going to bring a unique frequency into every cell of your body as well. And you're going to feel that, and that is good. Allow yourself to feel it. Allow it to trigger in you new thoughts, new feelings, and work with that if you so choose. It is a gift given to you by the angelic kingdom for these momentous times that all of you are living in. As you get settled, as you bring yourself back, as your consciousness is back in the here and now, again, feel within your heart, put your hand on your heart, and feel the pulsating light that is coming out of that crystal. Feel it go in waves through your body. And as you are in alignment like that, feel also the presence of your divine self that is also anchored through that crystal, through your heart, into closer alignment with you. Your hands down whenever you're ready or whenever you feel like. Know that this is a message that needed to be brought forth to you at this time. Choose love, not fear. Bring waves of peace out into your surrounding. And no matter how this election ends, don't be afraid. Don't feel like the American people failed or didn't fail or whatever it is that you feel at this moment. Everything has divine purpose, and know that you are safe. You're being provided for, you're being taken care of. There are much greater lessons to learn for everyone involved, and not only for the American people, but also for the whole world. So be at peace, and know that all is well. Now, if there's anybody who has any questions, they certainly can call. And Mark, would you mind giving the phone number again?
Yes, the phone number is 646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663. And are you ready for your first caller, St. Germain?
Go right ahead.
Christy, you're on with Saint Germain.
Hello, Saint
Greetings,
Germain.
My dear.
Thank you. I have a question specifically about some confusion about my work as far as what I do when I get up and go to work out in the community. I feel confused. I'm not exactly conflicted, but they're keep feeling like there's signals that there's something else for me to do, but I don't quite understand. And it seems irresponsible of me to just quit my job, not knowing what the next step will be. But the universe and you and all the saints and angels seem to be talking to me almost in jest and fun, that every time I go to work, it seems like one other obstacle is there or something silly. And it's just like another confirmation that this is not the place that I'm supposed to be at. But I feel confused because I feel like I'm doing a lot of good work there. And I just was wondering if there was any clarity on that.
Most certainly. The fact that you're not clear means that it's not time to change yet. Mm-hmm. Part of what is going on is that we are rooting for you to make a choice. And it doesn't make a difference whether it is a choice to stay there or to leave. But when you are doing what you're doing, to be 100% behind it, to put your passion into it. And it is you who has not really committed. Go deeper. There is another level of commitment towards a path that you feel passionate about. And you haven't been willing to fully embrace it or accept it out of fear of that there's not going to be the security that you need to walk that path. And the one door is not going to close until you fully commit yourself to take it to the next level. Everything that you've learned where you are now, it's just in preparation for something else. And that is what you fear. You just don't know yet what that something else is. But that something else is being created by you going within yourself, in yourself. What is it that you are most passionate about and that you truly believe in, that is your choice of expressing your divine essence into the world? It is not about what someone else is telling you to do. It is about what is your heart, your alignment to your spiritual self, what is that showing you to focus on. And even then, the key for you is to hold on to that vision, but to not force it. To allow it to come to you in a natural way. Because often things have to play out for that, what you're passionate about, to come into full manifestation. And the worst thing that as a human you can do is interfere the natural process out of fear that you made a mistake or that someone didn't hear you. We hear you. But this is another level of choosing that you need to do where you have not fully committed yourself and therefore the confusion in your life.
Thank you so much.
And we're not even saying that you need to leave that community work that you're in right now. But what we're asking you to do is ask yourself if this is what you're truly passionate about. Because to say that you're doing this because you're doing really good is very beautiful, but does it speak of your passion? Because you can do good in many other forms and ways. Does that make sense?
It does. It makes a lot of sense. I appreciate that. Thank you.
So it is about you. It is about you slowing down, going into silence, and asking yourself, what path do you really want to take, and what fear is there that's stopping you from taking, from believing in that task being possible.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
All righty. Thank you, Christy. Saint Germain, this is Mark, and I have a question for you.
Go right ahead.
I guess, you know, I seem to be in this process where I know that I should be manifesting cash abundance in my life, and I can't seem to figure out why it's not flowing. And I was wondering if you and the archangels and everything could show me what I'm not seeing, show me the blind spot.
And why do you think you're in a time where you're supposed to manifest cash and abundance into your life?
I don't know. I think it's because it seems to me for such a long time that it's been what feels like an uphill battle of pushing the rock up the hill. And
have you ever heard
of
the concept that once you fully commit yourself to service, everything that you need will be given to you?
I have. Thank you.
So it's simply a shift of priority. It's a shift of how you ask for what it is that you need and what is it that you focus on to make it so. Focus on service and the abundance will be there. Focus on that what you're truly passionate about and you will be provided for. And you haven't been doing that.
Thank you, Saint Germain.
You're welcome.
And I think that's it for this evening.
Beautiful. Blessings to all of you. I am Saint Germain. I thank all of you for the Diksha, the music. It is always such an honor and pleasure to work with all of you in this kind of environment to bring love and light out into the world. I am Saint Germain, and my love is with you always. And it is so. Namaste. Thank you, everyone, for listening to the Saint Germain Radio Show and for listening to the recording. And the one thing that I want to mention at this time is we will have an 11-11 event in Clinton, New Jersey. So if you can come, check out the recording on Mike Snyder's website at mikesnyderc.com, you will get a recording there. So if you want to do that in completion of what has happened here today, you're certainly welcome to do so. And otherwise, that's all I have to say. Christy, Mark, Mike, you're on?
Yeah, amazing.
Yeah,
show.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Awesome, yeah. You guys rock. God bless all of you, and God bless America.
God bless the world.
Yes, yeah. And God bless the world, really.
All right, everybody. Good night.
Peace out.
Night.
Thank you. Bye.
Good night.
Night.